Hey everybody, this is Anna Sis. How are you guys doing today? What's good? What's good? Hey, hey, hey everybody. You know, sorry, I have to clear my throat. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that in your ear. If you don't know who I am, my name is Anna Sis. I am an entrepreneur in the network marketing space. I like to talk about life, business, and mindset. And today I'm going to talk about mistakes. You know, I think that this topic is something that a lot of people experience in their lives, whether it be in business, relationships, you know, friendships, whatever the situation, right? You know, everybody is allowed to make mistakes. Everybody is allowed to, you know, think that something might be great and then turns out the thing is just not that great, okay? And the thing about mistakes that I've learned, right? Because really, I mean, think about it. You know, every year we get a chance for a new year to start over, right? To maybe undo the things that we didn't do last year, or that, you know, kind of make right what we did last year. And I think that a lot of people are really hard on themselves in regards to mistakes because they feel like, you know, maybe it was something terrible that they did, or maybe they can't move past the mistakes. You know what I'm saying? But I'll tell you, from someone that has made a lot of mistakes, you know, I am no way, shape, or form perfect. And I don't like to portray myself as perfection because I think people, you know, kind of look at you on social media and, you know, everybody paints a picture. You know what I'm saying? If you look at people's social media feeds, you get a sense of, you know, people laughing, you know, going to these beautiful locations and vacation places, and, you know, people are going out to eat, laughing with their friends, and, you know, experiencing life. And, you know, people always post the pretty things on social media, right? We always post you know, the beautiful things, you know whatever we're doing, right? Whatever content we're creating, we always like to portray a beautiful scenery of an imaginary, you know, place that is always happy, right? But no one talks about the darker side, you know, of life and mistakes and that people make, and, you know, the things that could go wrong that you know, once thought was right. And, you know what I'm saying? It's just a lot, you know, and to be human and to sit here and to really experience and have the human experience, you're going to make mistakes. It's, you know, and I don't care what people post on social media, how great their relationship is or how great their life is, or, you know what I'm saying? Some of those people have, you know, gone through some stuff, you know, in order to get them to that happy place that they're in now. And, you know, it's crazy because a lot of people have written books about their mistakes and about, you know, their life journey and stuff. And if you really hear the stories of a lot of people on, you know, social media, or people that are very, you know, rich and famous, you'll always hear about their setbacks and how they got to, you know, the places that they are now. Like, for instance, I heard, you know, not saying that this is a mistake, but I heard that Brad Pitt used to sit on George Clooney, or used to sleep on George Clooney's couch when he came, you know what I'm saying, to you know, as far as trying to be an actor and to break into films and all that stuff. And he didn't have any money. You know, he basically was just a, you know, broke actor at the time looking for work. And so he didn't have a place to stay. He didn't have, you know, a lot of friends. And so, you know, George Clooney and him hit it off and they were good friends. And George Clooney is like, you know, you could sleep on my couch, and opened up his home to Brad Pitt. And then later on, when Brad Pitt made his, you know, millions, he paid George Clooney back for being that friend, right? And because for someone to open up their house or open up their life to you and let you in and understand that, you know what I'm saying, you're not in a perfect place, and to sit there and to have your back, right, and to really just understand that, you know what I'm saying, you're going through some stuff, I mean, it just is really nice to have those kind of friends when, you know, you're not living the perfect life and they're going to be there for you, you know, through thick and thin and not judge you. And, you know, those kind of people that can love you past whatever you're going through, you know what I'm saying? I think that, you know, people are very judgmental, you know, in some circumstances. And, you know, where you, if you do make, you know, certain type of mistakes, or if you're not somewhere in life that you should be, that they feel that you should be, right? Then, you know, they feel like they have to tell you about it and, you know, put you down and, you know, make you feel bad for the things that you've done or you didn't do, or, you know, maybe you've made some mistakes and, you know, maybe people are really hard on you and, you know, everybody's pulling you from every direction and you're kind of like, well, you know what I'm saying? You know, I guess I am a loser because everybody says I am. And see, people like to label you. And you have to understand that you have to push through those labels. You have to push through people's talk and negative, you know what I'm saying, reflection of who you should be or what you did or how awful of a person you were because you did this. And, you know, I was talking to someone that made a terrible mistake, you know, and we were having a conversation and I'll never forget it. He was like so hard on himself about it. He was so like, you know, yeah, it's my fault. And, you know, and I'm a bad person. And I, you know what I'm saying? I don't deserve love. I don't deserve this or that. And he was just really hard on himself. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, gosh, how many people did you talk to, or who is in your head, or are you in your own head to think that, you know what I'm saying, you making a mistake makes you a bad person? You know, and that's what I told him that. I said, mistakes don't make you a bad person. You just made bad decisions. You see what I'm saying? There's a difference. Now, if you intentionally did it just to be a bad person and you continuously do it and you know you made a mistake and you continuously do the mistake over and over and over and you continue to make the same mistake 100 times over, then you have a problem. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you are, you know, a little bit, you know what I'm saying, you know, of a bad person if you continue to make the same mistakes over and over and over. But what I'm saying is, if you've made one or two mistakes and you know, you finally realize that, you know what I'm saying, maybe you shouldn't have done that, or maybe you can correct whatever's going on in your life, then, you know what I'm saying, that doesn't make you a bad person. And people need to stop being so hard on themselves with not allowing themselves to make mistakes. You know what I'm saying? And everybody makes mistakes. Everybody does things that they're not proud of. Trust me when I tell you, I've done some things that I'm not proud of. But I don't look back and look at myself and put myself down because of the things that I've done. You know what I'm saying? And I don't allow people to talk into my life and tell me that I'm a bad person because I've done bad things. You know, I don't let people put me in a box, you know, and if they want to see me that way, then that's one thing. You know, if you see me that way, that's fine. See me that way. That's your decision. But that doesn't mean that I am that way. You see what I'm saying? Just because you say it doesn't mean that it's true. And so I feel that sometimes we just listen to a lot of voices in our lives. And, you know, especially with parents, you know, your parents can be the worst critics and the worst people to tell you always that you make a mistake. And then you feel so bad because it's your parents, right? And you're like, I really disappointed my mom. I disappointed my dad. I let my brother and sister down, or my family. You know, I'm a bad person. You know, they say I am, you know what I'm saying? And so you start believing, you know, all the nonsense that they're feeding into you. Because, you know, honestly, family can be the worst people to judge you because they feel like they can. You know, because they feel like they're entitled to judge you because they're your family and they can tell you whatever they want. And it doesn't matter, you know what I'm saying, whether you like it or not, they're going to tell you. All right. And sometimes, I mean, it's good for people to tell you, you know what I'm saying, if you're doing something wrong, and you know what I'm saying, for them to correct you. But it's not good for people to constantly, you know, just constantly judge you. I feel like it's a form of abuse, kind of, sort of, you know what I mean? Like verbal abuse to some extent, for people to continuously bash you and tell you, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, that you made this mistake and you're a bad person for doing that. And you know what I'm saying? It's just continuous, you know what I'm saying? And that's where forgiveness comes in too. You know, forgiving yourself, I think, is the biggest part of making mistakes. And going into the new year, please, please just forgive yourself for the things that you've done. All right. Right now, just say to yourself, you know, I forgive myself for doing all these things, and I'm going to make it right, and I'm going to move forward. Because if you stay stuck in the mistakes, if you stay stuck into what you did and you beat yourself up over it, and you're just sad that you disappointed so many people, you know what I'm saying? You're sad you disappointed yourself overall, right? Because disappointing ourselves is something huge. But I don't believe that, you know what I'm saying, you should carry it into, you know, your day-to-day life. You know what I'm saying? Mistakes, you know, if you don't, you know, what I always say is if you don't make mistakes, you don't learn anything. You know, if you don't take risks, you don't learn anything. I think that a lot of the times when we make mistakes, we realize that some of the things that we did weren't good for us. And maybe we need to make it right. And maybe we need to just start over. And you know, maybe we just need to take that negative, turn it into a positive, and stop, you know, beating ourselves up over it. Because I'm telling you, I've made some serious mistakes in the past. Some things that have haunted me probably for the rest of my life, honestly. And I feel like for the longest time, I was so mad at myself for doing that, for allowing myself to make that mistake, because it was one of the worst things I could have ever done in my life, right? And so I felt like, how do I move past this? You know, how do I just move forward? You know, I kind of became depressed a little bit over it for a certain amount of time. But of course, you know what I'm saying? I you know, got, you know, a relationship with God, and I became closer to my spiritual side. And a lot of the times, you know what I'm saying, I always, you know, think it was me, but it wasn't. It was God and me. And I feel like because I have that connection with God and my spiritual life, and I realize that God forgives me, I can really easily forgive myself, right? If God can forgive me and look at me and say, you know what, Anna, you made mistakes. You did some really bad ones. You chose some really bad stuff there. But I forgive you, because, you know what I'm saying, I'm a loving God and I forgive you. So why wouldn't I forgive myself? You see what I'm saying? So if a loving God can forgive me, you know, the God of the universe, the God of my world, I could forgive myself. And I've learned to just shave off all that negative sabotaging talk of, you know, what an awful person and how awful this was and why did I do that, and you beat myself up over and over. I just can't do that anymore. You know what I'm saying? I have to move past it and I have to move forward. And in life, you're just gonna learn, you're gonna just have a lot of lessons. And sometimes you gotta fall, you know, 7 times to get back up 8. It's just the way it is, you know. And you can sit there and you can be depressed over things, and you're allowed to. You're allowed to be depressed to a certain point, you know, to be upset at yourself for making a mistake if you hurt people. Because hurting people is not cool. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, hurting yourself is even worse. But if you can move past that and, you know, you can look at it, well, as a lesson, as I learned this lesson and I'm not going to do this again, I'm not going to go into making more mistakes, then, you know, you can move past it. And it also applies to business, because I think, you know, one thing is to make a mistake in your personal life, and then another thing is to make a mistake in business. And sometimes, you know, making mistakes in business, sometimes you think, you know, this idea or plan that you had is going to pan out and work out. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, you invest money and then it doesn't turn out to be, you know, the best investment for you. It doesn't turn out to be the best decision, right, that you made. And I've done those too. And so when you step into business and you try to move forward from, you know what I'm saying, that, and you lose money, it's really hard. It's really hard to get past that, because you're like, how stupid was I to believe that I could, you know, really make this work and it didn't pan out for me? How am I, you know, this dumb? Like, why did I do that? You know what I'm saying? And this decision wasn't the best, right? And you're so hard on yourself with business decisions as well, because you're just like, you know, or you partner with the wrong person, or, you know, just things just didn't go the way you planned, and it's a disappointment, and you lose your business, you lose money, you know, you lose time, and you're just kind of like disappointed. And that's, and I think that sometimes that's harder on people with business and money, because it's like you put your trust in something and you thought it was going to be the greatest thing, and then it didn't turn out to be great, and you lost a lot of money, and now you're, you know, minus, you know, some digits. And so that is hurtful in itself, and it hurts deep. And I'll tell you, because I've been through it myself, and I understand that it could be really bad. And then it could create problems, you know, with yourself and your money and your bank account. And you're just like looking at yourself like, why? How do I recover? How do I move forward from this? But I'll tell you, you know, if you don't take any risks in life, you're never going to know if you could succeed at anything. So the point of business decisions is, like, sometimes you have to take risks, whether it's, you know what I mean? For me, either I'm all in or I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Either I take a risk and I do this, or I walk away. You know what I'm saying? And that's how it is. There's no, you know what I'm saying? And if it didn't work out, I'm learning that, you know what? It's just, you know, it's just circumstance. It just happened, and I just need to move forward and I need to move on. I need to not look at it, you know what I'm saying? And beat myself up over it and move past it. You see what I'm saying? And so I think that, you know, a lot of people can't, you know, look at that and recover. I know a couple of people that are really hard on themselves with business decisions and the money that they've lost, and then even partnerships, right, of people they trusted to bring into their business, and those people were not the people they said they were. And so therefore now they're out of so much money. And trust me when I tell you that it's really crappy to go through that too. And it could put you in a very hard place, especially if you lost all your money or you lost some of it and you worked really hard, and then all of a sudden now, you know, you're just minus. And I get that. It could be very hurtful and very depressing to go through that. But again, you know, you cannot stay there in that mentality and in that place where you're beating yourself up over and over about that business decision. It just has to be something you have to move past. You see what I'm saying? And unfortunately, it happens to all of us, especially people that are entrepreneurs, especially people that have an open mind to you know, invest in certain things. And you know what I mean? It's just crazy, because, you know what I mean, you invest, you know, a lot of money, thousands of dollars, and there they go. You know what I'm saying? And it's something that you gamble with sometimes in business, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And you got to just move past it. You really got to just pick yourself up and say, you know what? It's fine. Dust yourself off. Try to, do you know what I'm saying? Take it as a learning experience, because trust me when I tell you that the richest people on earth have made a lot of mistakes in business to get them to where they're at. It wasn't luck after luck, and they just, you know, made more money and more money. And this person's just, you know, never had any losses. Most people in business will take losses before they reach success. That's just facts. It's not something foreign to us entrepreneurs or people that know that, you know, this business is just a cutthroat business. It's not easy to be an entrepreneur. It's not easy to do this. And that's why a lot of people won't, you know, because people rather, you know what I'm saying, go to an hourly job and do it that way. It's easier because you have someone, you know, paying you for your time. And when you're an entrepreneur, you're paying yourself. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't work, you don't get paid. You see? You know, if you don't do nothing with your business, you're not going to get money. You know what I mean? And that's just facts. But I mean, you know, and so a lot of you are not where you want to be in business right now. And maybe you've had some losses, and maybe you went through some stuff, but it is a new year. There's tons of opportunities in America. You know, I think America is one of the best, you know, states where you can be something that you never thought you could be, or do things that you never thought you could. The opportunities are endless, you know what I'm saying, in America. And you know, if you really try to look for opportunities, you know, they're everywhere. You just have to look and you have to find what you can do. You know what I'm saying? And what you're good at and what you can make fruitful. And you know what I'm saying? And you're talented. You know, a lot of people are very talented, and some people think they don't have any talent. Some people think they're not talented at all. They're things like, what am I talented in? I don't know how to paint. I don't know how to draw. I don't know how to speak. I mean, you know, I'm not that good looking. You start minimizing your talents. You don't have to be the greatest. You don't have to be the prettiest. You don't have to be, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, as long as you're just you, you know, that you bring something to somebody, you know what I mean? People are always looking for you. And some people, when they see you, or when they see your talent, or they see whatever you put out, you know, into this world, it's just, you know what I'm saying? It's something that they need, you know? And some people are really original when it comes to ideas and their whole creativeness of who they are. And you know, I've seen some great creators and content creators and people that are really talented, you know, and they have something that people can relate to. You know what I mean? And then also people do want to latch on to people, celebrities and people that are famous, because they have a life that you wish you could have. You know, they look a certain way, they dress different, they can afford the finer things in life. And you know what I'm saying? Some of us wish we could have those things, you know, and that's why, you know, when you see them, it's almost like you're living through them. And that's why people love celebrities and actors and you know what I'm saying? And famous people and singers and, you know what I mean? Because you're living kind of through them, you know what I'm saying, their lifestyle, because you wish you could have that big house and the car and the, you know, and the women or the men and the husband, the wife, the, you know, the kids, the career, the, you know, the money and the power, you know, everybody wants that, but not everybody gets it. You see what I'm saying? But you know, if you don't, like I say, if you don't make mistakes and if you don't go through some stuff, some hard stuff, you're never going to appreciate the good stuff. You're never going to, you know what I'm saying, realize how lucky you are for being, you know, where you're at, you know. And some people lose their way, and some people let those mistakes that they're, you know, doing kind of take away everything that they wanted. Like people that are, you know, addicts and people that are, you know, doing drugs and alcohol and seeking those kind of things to escape whatever reality they've been through. And a lot of us have so much trauma, you know, we've gone through some really dark times, and you know, it's really easy to fall into the mistake of addiction and to stay there. And a lot of people have lost their dreams because of those mistakes. And the sad part of people is some people can't put past, you know, their mistakes. Some people can't just put away mistakes and just, you know, go through some childhood traumas or some situations, and they cannot move past those things that they've lost. And because they've given up, right? Because there's a point where a person gives up and they're like, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to even experience life right now. I just want to do drugs and I just want to do alcohol because it makes me forget the pain of what my mistakes were, right? And then people fall into homelessness and lose everything because they can't move past their mistakes. And I pray that that's not you. I pray that that never comes to your doorstep, because it's really sad to see people with dreams. And trust me when I tell you that I've saw some really great people with so much potential. I actually knew somebody that had great potential. Like, I mean, if anyone had talent and potential, it was this person. And instead, this person dove back into, you know, drugs, because they had done drugs when they were younger and experienced that addiction. And then they went back to the addiction. And then unfortunately, the dream died. And this person just died with their dreams in their hands at a young age. And it just made me really sad, because I just felt like this person had so much potential. Like, wow, what a great person this person was. I don't think that this person really realized the gift that they were to the world. This person didn't see that in themselves, or lost the sense of sight somewhere. And then, of course, drugs didn't help. So this person just ended up dying with his dreams. And it made me really sad. And I'm telling you guys this because I don't want this to be you. Because I don't want you to look at your mistakes and put them so deep in your heart that you just kill your dreams and kill your goals and kill the potential of what you could be. And I think that a lot of us are so hard on ourselves that we die with a dream in our hands, because we'd rather do that than feel anything. And the thing about pain for me is I use pain as my fuel. You know, I've used pain to push me higher. You see what I'm saying? I'm the type of person that I just don't stay in my pain. I don't sulk in my pain. I don't, dwell in it. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't do that to myself, because I feel like I'm so much more than, you know what I'm saying, than what that mistake or whatever it is, place I'm in, I just feel that I'm so much greater than that. And maybe because I believe in myself so much that I just cannot leave myself, you know, at the bottom. You see what I'm saying? And I hope that's you. I hope that you get to that place where you can see yourself just not staying where you're at. And that no matter what you've done, it's okay. And no matter what mistakes you've, you know, I'm saying, done, please do not take them into this year and don't focus on them. If you made a mistake yesterday or a week ago, it's gone. You know what I'm saying? Your mistakes are gone. Okay. There's no sense to bring them in to today or tomorrow. You understand? And nobody cares. Honestly, when you make mistakes and people see you fall and people see you get back up and you see you fall again and then you get back up, you know that people don't tend to just say, you know what, and give up on you, you know, and most people won't. But the ones that do give up on you, you didn't never need them anyway. You see what I'm saying? Like the people that give up on you, I believe the people that just throw you away and just give up on you and say, you know what, I just don't want to deal with you, then that's on them. You know what I'm saying? Those people didn't belong in your life anyway. So really, they just kind of fell off for a reason. So leave them there. You know what I'm saying? Leave people where they're at. Don't care about them. Don't care about what they say. Don't take that into your life and don't let it dwell within you. And don't create this person inside you that just, you know, says, well, they're right. You know, they're right. I'm this way and I'm this and I'm that. No. And I hate that. You know, that's one thing I dislike very much is that people can tear people down so quickly and put their opinions about who you are. You know what I'm saying? And like, this is who you are and this is what you are. This is what you're going to be. And this is, you know what I'm saying? And you're nobody. And then you, who do you think you are? And you know what I'm saying? And like, you're this. And you know, and I just feel like when people put people down like this, it's just, you know, you just don't need those kind of people in your life, really, because honestly, you just got to move past that negative talk. And if it's your parents, you know, you got to kind of, you know, hang up the phone. You know, when my mom starts talking negative towards me or saying anything that I don't like, I start cutting the conversation short. That's or if I'm talking to a friend or somebody that's like all of a sudden got something to say about something, you know, I change the subject. I walk away. You know, it's easier to not listen to the noise. It's easier to turn your back on people that are telling you that this is who you are. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like I just needed to say this to you because I feel like 2024 should be the year where you're moving forward, not backwards. And so if you've made some mistakes, forgive yourself for one. And two, move past it. Three, walk away from people that don't believe in you and don't want to let you forget that mistake. Move forward in your progress and don't let anybody take you back. You see what I'm saying? And just try to just move forward and keep going forward and forward and forward. And if you make the same mistake again, don't beat yourself up again. You know what I'm saying? And don't think that it's just a lost cause, that you're a lost cause and that's what it is. No. It's just something that you need to learn and move past. And so it's just something you need to go through and learn and just to do better. Because trust me, all the mistakes that I have made, I have moved past them. And it's made me a better person. It's made me understand that you can't do that again. That you can't make those same mistakes again. You can't go back to that place where you came out of. You see what I'm saying? And you can't keep reliving the same things and you know, because mistakes made 10 years ago are gone. The mistakes that have made 20 years ago are gone, you know, 30 years, however long it's been, 4 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago, a week ago, I don't care. Get past those mistakes and move forward, okay? And I love you guys, and I hope that this helps somebody really get out of their head and move towards tomorrow, because you have another day. God woke you up another day. You know what I'm saying? And you're lucky, you know, and just make the best of today, because you don't know if you have tomorrow. We all don't know. Okay. So make the best of today, move past things, get over them, and forgive yourself and love yourself. Okay. So I love you guys. Share this with somebody that's going through something. Maybe they made some mistakes or maybe they're going through some things. Share this with them. They need to hear this message, because trust me when I tell you, people are really just suffering out here and really beating themselves up over things that they have no need to do. And I love you guys. And I hope that we can all shine together in 2024. Let's go out there and win together. And I love you. If you want to follow me on social media, follow me at Official Girl Boss Anna on Instagram, or you can find me on TikTok. Okay? Love you guys. Take care. Bye-bye. This is bringing you another podcast. Happy February. I hope you guys are having an amazing month. If you don't know who I am, I am an entrepreneur in the network marketing space. I like to talk about life, business, and mindset. I am excited though, because Super Bowl Sunday is coming up, and you know what I'm saying? We're starting off this month pretty good with a bang. I'm looking forward to Super Bowl Sunday, just like many people. I'm sure some of you are Chiefs fans, some of you are 49er fans, some of you, you know, wish your team would have made it to the Super Bowl, but don't cry over spilled milk, people. You know what I'm saying? You never know, your team might make it next year. I am a Rams fan, been a Rams fan for a long time. The reason why is because I reside in California, and they are from Los Angeles, the Los Angeles Rams. So I have been a dedicated Rams fan for a long, long time. I just, you know, believe that, you know, whatever team speaks to you, you know, that is your team. So, you know, in the game of football, I mean, I just love football, period. I love watching football. I, you know, I'm one of the very few girls that enjoy football. But, you know, I do love football. My dad was a big football fan. You know, my father-in-law was a big football fan. So I've always liked football. You know, love sports, you know, basketball and all that stuff. I enjoy watching, you know, games or going to games myself. But, you know, if you guys are going to go out there to Super Bowl, you know, congratulations. I'm super happy that you guys could go out there to Vegas and have a great time. You know, what better way to enjoy the Super Bowl than in Vegas? Man, that's a party town. So, I mean, you know, have fun. Enjoy yourselves if you guys are going to be out there. But this podcast today is not going to be about football. Today I'm going to be talking about something that's important, and it pretty much pertains to all entrepreneurs and people that are influencers. We have so many people, you know, influencing the market right now, being entrepreneurs, spreading their wings. I mean, I've never seen influencers in this category of so many diverse backgrounds. I mean, from young girls to older women to younger guys to older men. I mean, it's pretty much, you know, everybody going for it. And, you know, if you're not making the money right now that you, you know, want to make in your job or whatever, you know, you're doing, a lot of people are taking to becoming an influencer and sharing their experiences on products that they like to use. And, you know, just like every consumer, you know, we all consume products every day. We all try stuff and either we like it or we don't, or, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people have actually made a lot of money from being an influencer or an entrepreneur with product reviews and all that stuff. And companies are starting to find out that, you know, hiring just regular people and selling their product and giving people a more fresh look on the product, an honest review. You know, these people aren't like, you know, they don't have, you know, a backing of being an influencer for 10 years and then all of a sudden now they're reviewing these products. You know, there's some influencers that have been out here influencing since it began, and it started with makeup and skincare and all that stuff. But now you have pretty much, you know, stay-at-home moms. You have, you know, everybody that you can think of with a different background of influencing now. And, you know, the people that have a lot of success in it that I've seen have this one thing in common. And I think that that's what we're forgetting. Sometimes when you're selling products and you're out here trying to be an entrepreneur and you're trying to make your brand stand out, or your product or whatever it is that you're selling, You know, you're trying to, you know, get it to a large audience, and you know, you're trying to find that with a way to reach people. And the way you reach people and the way people see you and your product and what you're trying to sell are you being honest? Are you an authentic kind of person? People want to be sold by people who are authentic. Okay. They don't want to be sold by someone that has a contract with a brand for $100,000 and is just trying to sell the product to them. Okay. That's not something that they respect. People can smell it a mile away. People are not trusting the big time influencers anymore because they don't know if those people are being honest or are they just trying to sell them the product because they have a contract with the people, you know what I'm saying, with the brands. So, I mean, you know, the people want authenticity. They want real, raw, true, you know, someone that's used the product, someone that's going to give a good, honest review, and that's not going to just sell something just because it's, you know, belongs to a name brand. If anyone knows me, I've built my name on that thing. I've built my name on selling only things that I use. It's only things that I believe in, only things that I wear, you know, and really can give you an honest review. Because trust me, I've tried some products that have been really crappy from celebrities, and I won't name any, but on here on this podcast, but they know who they are, and they've sent me products, and I can't even give an honest review because, I mean, some of the products are not good, you know. And I remember trying, you know, a certain celebrity's mascara, I remember one time, and I actually did a post about it, and then I took it down. And the reason I took it down is because I was like, you know what, I didn't feel comfortable selling something or reviewing something and telling people to buy it if it wasn't going to work, if it wasn't going to be, you know, a good product. You know what I'm saying? I had actually had an allergy from it. My eyes were itching and red for a couple days. I stopped using the mascara. So then, therefore, I could not promote it. You know, I'm only going to sell products that I feel can be for, you know, the everyday consumer, for people that, you know what I'm saying, are going to have, you know, their money, you know what I'm saying, go to something good that they're going to be proud wearing or using and say, yeah, this product does work because so-and-so recommended it. And I've always prided myself on being authentic with my people, with my audience. People on social media, as long as I've been on social media, I've always given a good review on food, whether it's food, clothing, perfume, you know, makeup, you name it, I will give an honest review on a product. I've actually been offered to join companies in the network marketing industry to sell products because, you know what I'm saying, they're like, you know, and I think you would be do really well selling this product. I think that you should be a part of our company. And I'm like, well, you know what, first of all, if I'm going to try anything, if I'm going to put my name on something, okay, if I'm going to be a part of your company, okay, I need to know that the products work for me. I need to know and I need to believe it and I need to understand it, because if I don't trust the brand and I don't trust the product, I will not put my face on it. You understand? Because when I use products, I use my photos, my videos, you know, I'm out here in the public eye and people believe me when I tell them stuff. Why? Because they know that I'm being honest. Okay. I've done blogs. I had a blog once in regards to promoting products. And this was a long, long time ago before influencing was even a thing. And I remember trying products that I loved and I reviewed them and I gave an honest review. And then there's products that I didn't really care for and that I wasn't even going to bother to review. So I think being authentic and being real on this platform of social media, on all the platforms that you're a part of, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, you know, Twitter, you know what I'm saying, Threads, wherever you are. I believe that if you are going to be reviewing products, you know, to be honest, it is the best policy. Because trust me, I've trusted girls where they're like, you know what, this is, I remember this one girl, she was on TikTok and she was talking about a celebrity kind of brand mascara. This one was different than the other one that I tried from this other celebrity. But this one, she swore up and down that, you know, it made your lashes super long. And even if you had small lashes, it was going to just bring out your eyelashes and make your eyes pop, right? And she did this whole thing and I believed her. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this mascara. Mind you, this mascara was like $15. With tax and shipping, it came out to $20-some, okay? For a mascara. So I'm like, okay, you know, I'm going to try it. So of course I bought it and I was very disappointed when I got it. I was very disappointed. It did not do what she said it was going to do. It did not give me the pop in my, even as many coats as I put on that thing, on my eyelashes, okay? As many coats as I put on my eyelashes, it did not give me length. Or thickness, nothing. It was really just a plain old mascara that I could have just bought at the grocery store, okay? I was just like, you know what? This was just not worth it. I didn't even take it back. I just threw it in the trash. I was so mad. And I was like, you know what? I was just upset. And I just thought about it. And I'm thinking, man, this is really disappointing to me because I trusted this influencer. I believed her. And she lied to me. Basically, she, you know what I'm saying? Maybe it worked for her eyelashes. Maybe she had long eyelashes already. And, you know, I thought about it when I went back and looked at her video. Maybe she already had long eyelashes and that's why her eyelashes look like that. Because, you know, sometimes when you have these reviewers that do these mascaras, you know, sometimes they have beautiful eyelashes already. And so them just enhancing a little bit of the mascara on there makes their lashes look amazing. But, you know what I'm saying? What about the itty bitty committee lash girls like me? You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, okay, you know, this is not okay. I don't approve. You know, I'm, you know, and I promised myself I would never be that girl. I will never be that girl to sell something or to promote something that I don't believe in. And I don't care how much money stands behind the product or how much money they're willing to pay me to promote it. I just will not lie. You understand? And so there's a difference between an honest influencer and a person that's authentic than a person that's just doing it for the money. And I feel like, where is the authenticity? Where is the authentic creator now? You know what I'm saying? And that's why, you know, I will trust the stay-at-home mom that has like her four kids in the video and is trying a mascara and telling me that, you know what, this mascara works on those little itty-bitty lashes. I will trust her over any type of name, you know, big name influencer, you know what I'm saying, over them. And that's why a lot of people do, because people know that these people are just regular people just like us, and we just want to know, does it work? I don't care, you know, the packaging and all the, you know, because sometimes, you know, people play up the packaging of a product and think that the packaging alone is going to sell it. You understand? And then they're like, you know, it doesn't matter if we have crap ingredients in there and they don't work, you know, and they think the packaging is just going to make it look beautiful and people are just going to buy into the packaging. But people don't understand is that what the people want is people want the authentic product itself. Right? We want it to work. Me, I don't care about the packaging. I could care less if the packaging's pretty or not, okay? I want to know what's inside that product. Does it work? Is it going to help me? Because if it doesn't, I don't want it. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a crap about the damn packaging. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I'm one of those people, does it work? And that's what I'll comment on sometimes when I see, you know, certain products. I'm like, does it work? Is this thing really work? Does this really do what it says it's going to do? Like, you know, you have all these now laser, little handheld, you know, hair removal, you know, gadgets on TikTok. And I'm like, you know, you see them and they're like $250 per gadget. Okay. It's kind of expensive, but I'm like, you know, if you go get a laser treatment, it's about $300. You know, $400 to remove, you know, any type of hair with a laser. Okay. If you go to a specialist to do that. Okay. Now, I don't mind spending $250, you know, on a gadget if it's going to do what it says it's going to do. But don't sell me and lie to me and tell me that it's going to work. And then when I get it, it doesn't even do nothing. Okay. I'm just asking, does it work? Does the product work? And that's what I want. And that's what the people want. And I feel like, you know, people, because right now we're in a time where, you know, we can't just spend money like, you know, like crazy. You know, we could buy groceries and pay a bill versus getting some mascara or some skincare or an expensive makeup product. So, you know, you got to kind of weigh it out. you know, what really works and what's good for our money, because you don't want people wasting their money. Their money right now is precious and people want real. So when I review products on my TikTok, which if you guys want to go check it out, I'm on Boss Life, you know, if you guys want to, you know, find me on TikTok, and I will review, you know what I'm saying, certain products on Amazon and certain products, you know, that I like, that I buy with my own money, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, you know, I might make a couple bucks off the TikTok shop, you know what I'm saying, off the product, but I'm not going to sell you something that I'm not using myself or that doesn't work for me. Okay. And I think a lot of people just want the truth. Does this product work? Is this really going to be worth my money? Because you have a lot of people with issues out here. You know, people have bad skin. People need good skincare. People want a foundation that's going to cover their flaws and it's going to make their skin look amazing, not all cakey and all made up. People want to wear a nice blush that sits on the cheeks really nice. People want a bronzer, a highlighter. People want a primer that works, because usually I don't use primer, honestly, but I've been thinking about trying this one that I've seen all over TikTok. But I mean, you know, I'm not big on primer and stuff like that. I just feel like moisturizers are really good. If you put them on your skin and then you put your makeup over it, it, you know, makeup lies pretty good on a good moisturizer. So, I mean, I like a good moisturizer versus a primer, but I will give a primer a try if it's good. And I mean, you know, do we have good skincare out here? You know what I'm saying? Do we have products that are worth the money? Because sometimes when you look at skincare, it's so pricey now. It's like $80 for a cleanser. It's like ridiculous. $80, $90 for a moisturizer. It's like, people, what are you guys thinking when you're selling your products? Why are they so expensive? My thing is, people are overpricing their products, honestly. I mean, if you people really want to sell some products, you need to like take it down a notch and really care about the consumer. And so that's my whole take on being authentic, guys. I think that if you want to sell more products, if you want to really be a good influencer or someone that creates great content, if you want to be someone out here that's really wants to make a difference in the marketplace, please be an authentic user. Be an authentic creator. Don't try to sell people trash products. You know what I'm saying? Don't be one of those influencers or one of those people that just go out here and just want to sell. Because people will see right through you. Eventually, people will try the products that you recommend and they'll be crappy. And then your name's on that. You understand? And people remember that. People will remember a bad purchase or a bad product like me. I remember that creator that gave me that, sold me that nasty mascara. I'll never forget her face. And now, if I see her on there, do you think I'll buy from her again something else? Probably not. She just messed it up with me. And that's the problem you guys don't understand, is that if you're out here selling a bunch of crappy products, no one's going to buy from you again. No one's going to believe you again and trust you. So that's why I'm telling you, trust is huge. You know, I'm big on trust and loyalty, something that I'm big on, you know, with my friends, with my family, with my personal life. I believe if you are a trusting person and a loyal person, people will always believe that you have their back. And the same applies with purchases and products. And if you're out here selling, okay, if you're an influencer, you're being a content creator and you're out here selling products, please be one of those that sell an authentic product and be your authentic self also. You know, be real with people. Don't lie to people, because people will see right through the lies, is what I'm saying. And so I just feel like we need to be more authentic in this, you know, 2024 year. I think people need to be more real, more raw and truthful, you know. And I feel like, you know, a lot of people are not that anymore. A lot of people are just, you know, basically they're sellouts. And I'd rather be an authentic person than a sellout. Actually, I saw this influencer, and she's I won't say her name because she's huge. She's big in the beauty industry. She is one of the actual pioneers of content creators that I've seen, that I first saw. She's one of the people, very first people that I saw doing influencing. Okay. And this was years ago. And she, I've always trusted her. I've always believed her. You know what I'm saying? Because she's very real. She's not a fake person. She always tries to give people an honest review. And I love that about her. And she actually had a photo shoot with a name brand, a big brand skincare line. And she actually, had to, I guess she was in hair and makeup, and they did a little bit of light makeup on her for her photo shoot for the skincare line. And she actually told them that she wanted to reshoot because she felt bad that she had makeup on. She goes, how am I going to sell this product with makeup on, but it's a skincare line? I'm lying to people because people think that their skin's going to look like this, and it actually doesn't. My skin doesn't look like this. You know, this is makeup on my face. So she went and took the makeup off, had them reshoot the whole shoot, and she actually felt good about it. She actually said that she felt good about doing that because she actually was giving people the truth. And that's what she stood by. And the brand stood by her. The brand actually stood by her doing that, which is an amazing thing when a brand can do that and say, you know what? Okay, we're going to do it your way because we feel like you're being honest. You know what I'm saying? And now I respect that brand and I respect her more because I feel like she was being authentic with it. She wasn't lying. She wasn't trying to sell people. She's like, you know what? I need to be real with the people, because that's how she started. Was being real with the people. This is who she is. So she can't go and change it now because she's making over, you know what I'm saying, $1 million a year. You see what I'm saying? She's a millionaire now. But she's not going to act like, you know, she didn't remember her humble beginnings. And that's what a lot of people forget in this industry, even the network marketing industry. People, you know, they sell out and they, you know, they change and, you know, they don't care about the people anymore. They don't care about, you know, how they started. All they care about is their name brand and their face and, you know, the label of being popular. And, you know, it's all clicky and, you know, you're in this clique because you're popular. You know, it's like, you know, Mean Girls all over again. I mean, it to me, it's like, where are the authentic people? Where are the people that, you know, are remembering their humble beginnings? Because remember, we all start at the bottom. Every single influencer and content creator started at the bottom. They didn't start out with a nice, you know, $1 million house or mansion. They didn't start out with their, you know, fancy Mercedes Benz. They didn't start out with, you know what I'm saying, all that stuff that they have, all the name brand clothes. They didn't start out like that. They started off, you know, wearing Walmart, you know what I'm saying, living in a one bedroom studio. You know what I'm saying? And so my thing is, people need to remember where they began their journey. Where did you start? And you know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter on where you're ending it, but where did you start? Don't ever forget where you came from, because that's when you're going to lose your people. You're going to lose your audience, because people like people that are raw and real. I'll tell you, they don't like the fake and made up people that just want to put on this face and facade of I'm just rich and I don't care about anybody. No, they want the real people that remember that they were once poor. And now they're in a better place. And nothing's wrong with going back and being grateful for how you started. And trust me, like I said, the trust factor is huge with people. And so you need to remember that you're on this platform for what reason? For your own personal gain? To destroy other people? I mean, what is your purpose on this platform? What are you doing on social media? You know, what kind of network marketer are you, or what kind of influencer or entrepreneur are you? Are you being authentic? Are you remembering your roots of where you began your journey? Do you have humbleness inside of you, or are you just full of pride and think you're better than everybody else and you look at the next person and say, oh, she just wants to be like me? You know, those kind of girls with that mentality really are not attractive. I mean, honestly. I mean, you know, if you think you're all that in a bag of Cheetos, I mean, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you got to come down from cloud nine. You got to come down and humble yourself and remember you were once us at the bottom here of the pool. You see what I'm saying? And so I'm telling you, you know what I'm saying? I'm not up there with, you know, the top-notch influencers. I'm not a multimillionaire yet, okay? But I will remember my humble beginnings. I will always remember where I came from, and I will always give thanks to not being born with a, you know, silver spoon. I'll always be grateful for where I started and where I am now. You see what I'm saying? I will never forget where I came from and how hard it's been for me on this journey. It has not been easy. People want to look at me and they think that, you know, I think I'm all that, or I'm conceited now, or I think I'm just so super pretty. And, you know, I just, you know what I'm saying? I think I'm all that. Or, you know, people have this perception of me, of being some kind of, you know, diva think she's a goddess girl, okay? And I'm far, far from that. You know what I'm saying? I know that I'm not, you know what I'm saying, a goddess, diva, whatever you want to call it. I know I'm just a woman with children and a husband and some dogs. You know what I'm saying? I know where I come from. You know, I came from, you know what I'm saying, South Central Los Angeles. Not the best neighborhood, okay? Not the best upbringing. But I know where I am now. And I've worked my ass off and I've worked really hard to be where I am now. And I, you know what I'm saying, and in no way, shape, or form do I, you know, think of myself as something better than anybody else, or I look at people that are beneath me or that are, you know, that, or I see them as beneath me. I don't see anyone as beneath me. I don't see that there's anyone beneath me. I see us all as the same. Because honestly, I look at life this way, is if you were stripped from every monetary gain you have in your bank account right now, if you were stripped from all of that, what person or what kind of person are you? Because I always say this to my kids, even at the end of the day, you know, everybody will die the same. Everybody was born naked. Everybody will leave this earth naked with nothing. You understand? But your soul. And so that is what makes you who you are. And so I don't forget, you know what I'm saying? Then monetary gain, all the luxuries of life, everything that, you know, you think you have, and you know what I'm saying? All that, you know, you put yourself above everybody is not something you're going to take with you. Let us not forget that we will never take none of our belongings with us. Okay. We will die the same as everybody else. We're just like everybody else. You know, and the rich want to look down at the poor and say, well, you know, they're beneath me. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, you're going to die the same way a poor person is going to die. It's not going to be any different. Okay. And so, you know what I'm saying? If we just pull ourselves down in our ego and all the, you know what I'm saying, stuff that we put ourselves on a pedestal sometimes. And it's okay to love yourself. I'm not saying that you have to not love yourself, because that's not what this message is about. Love yourself, yes, but never put yourself above everybody else is what I'm saying. Okay, remember where you came from. Remember the honesty that people want to have as far as what you're trying to sell. And if you want to be out here a creator, you know, a seller, you have a business, have a successful business at that, please just keep it authentic is what I'm saying. Never forget where you came from. Never forget who you are. Never forget your humble beginnings. And never look down on people. You know what I'm saying? Or don't care about how people feel. And that's the problem with a lot of people, is that they forget that people just want real. They want truth. You know what I'm saying? They don't want a bunch of lies in a product and, oh, play it up and tell me that it's the greatest thing. And then turns out it's not. Crash and burn. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not. You know, keep it real with people. And people will always keep it real with you. And people will be a loyal customer, consumer. They will always believe in you. They will always trust you. And that's the biggest thing, is don't break the trust between you and your, you know what I'm saying, and the people you're trying to sell to or trying to show your products to. You know what I'm saying? Always keep it real. If you're a CEO, if you're, you know, a creator of products, you're making good products, or you're trying to, you know, keep at it. I'm sure eventually you'll have success. But you know what I'm saying? And for the big brands that are listening to my voice right now, I would tell you, to the CEOs and to the people, you know, if I was in an actual room with you, stop selling crappy products. Stop giving people shit products. Because let me tell you, people are not going to trust you again if you sell something else. You know, there's brands out here that I will not buy from again, because I know that their products are crap. So when they have a new launch, I'm not going to go buy it because I know it's not going to be good. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to trust you if I already trusted you again and over you let me down. Give people what they want. Give the people what they want. And the more you give people what they want, the more they're going to give you back, and the more you're going to sell, and the more you're going to make your money that you know you want to make. But if you continue to give people shit products, if you continue to give people more packaging and beautiful packaging versus what's in the bottle, you're not going to make money. Okay? And I'm just telling you, it's just true. You're going to waste your money. It's going to go down the toilet. No one's going to buy it. And that's just facts. This goes for celebrities too. I feel like a lot of celebrities have brands that are crappy, you know, and I'm sorry to say that. And you know what I'm saying? And you know, you guys probably are like, oh my gosh, you know, but honestly, you guys have the money. You guys have the money to create great products. You guys have the money to really create great formulations of your skincare, of your products. And you're not giving people what they want. You're not giving the people what they want because you refuse to pay a little bit extra. You know what I'm saying? You want to lowball it and give people just a little bit, but not, you know what I'm saying, spend your hard-earned money to actually really put your name on something. Because trust me when I tell you, some celebrities that have put their name on their products, and there's very few that have given you great products, because the majority have not given us what they actually wanted to deliver. So, I mean, I'm telling you, you have the money, put your money, use your money and give people what they want. And you're always going to get what you want, and people are going to trust you, and people are going to even glorify your product. And they're going to say, you know what? This product is amazing because this celebrity or this company or brand gave me what I wanted. And I will pay for it because it is top notch. You understand? And that's the difference. Brands are not giving the people what they want. They're refusing to give the people what they want. And now they're trying to sell us these products that aren't working. And so we know this because we're consumers and we use the products. And I can name off so many brands that are not good. And it makes me sad because I'm like, you know what? That's because you're forgetting. And then here comes the TikTok shop people, right? The TikTok shop creators now that are giving skincare. They're giving you moisturizers. They're giving you serums. They're giving you eyelash enhancers or whatever. They're giving you products, and they're giving us products that work because they are putting their heart and soul into these products because they know that if I sell this and this has my name on it, it's going to work. And trust me when I tell you, they're going to sell it. And they're going to outweigh all you high brands, all you name brands, because you guys refuse to give the people what they want. And I'm telling you right now, you know, the people will speak. And I'm speaking for the people because I am the people. I am the consumer. You know, I will spend the money if I have it. And I will, you know what I'm saying, only spend it on products that I feel are worth me spending my money on. But I will never re-spend my money on something that didn't deliver, is what I'm telling you. So, with that being said, just stay authentic. Be authentic. Deliver your products authentically, and you're always going to make money, is what I'm saying. All right? So, I hope this helps somebody, you know, out here that's a new content creator. You guys are out here influencing. Keep it real with your people. You know what I'm saying? If you see my name on stuff, you know it's real. You know I like it. Because if I actually put it out there for everybody to see, it's because I believe in it. Okay? That's it. Bottom line, Anna Sisk's name on stuff means it's good. You know what I mean? Because I'm putting my face on it. And I just want you guys to believe me here. Because trust me, I'm tired of all this crappy stuff we buy, and it just, you know, gets thrown away. We don't use it. It's just sitting there in our, you know what I'm saying, in our medicine cabinet, not even being used, because we're just like, it doesn't work. It's sad. You know what I'm saying? And some people will rather keep it in their medicine cabinet than throw it away. Me, I'll throw it away. You know what I'm saying? Or I'll send it back. You know what I mean? Refunds, you know, you'll get one. If I have a breakout with your product, you're going to get it back. It's just the way it is. I mean, I'm not going to keep it. Okay? But I'm just telling you guys, be authentic out here. Be authentic, and you're going to make a lot of money. I love you guys. Keep it real. And always, you know what I'm saying, share this. Get the message out to people, because we need to reach these brands. We need to reach these celebrities. They need to do something about their products. I love you guys. Take care. Find me on social media, Official Girl Boss, and on IG. You could find me on TikTok at Boss Life. I love you guys. Bye-bye.